I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we identify hot trends, cool happenings, interesting developments in the world of commerce, the internet, our own minds, and sometimes the basements.
Yes, the Department of Things is how I refer to our ministry here.
Make a thing again. Oh, man, how have I never thought of that? I am
right,
delighted
that goes on
by
a t-shirt.
That.
Get that down.
Get that down. Make a thing again.
All right. We are going to start today's show with an anti-thing, Molly.
Yes. Hit me.
Seriously,
I love it when Tom's mad about a thing.
Well, mad. Is mad the right? Well, you tell me if this is
okay.
Mad.
Yeah, you tell me. I mean, you know, I'll tell you. Go.
Can't believe that the Lifesavers storybook gift package is still for sale in 2019.
Hold, please, for furious DuckDuckGo action.
I am now putting a picture of said storybook in our Discord that I took mere minutes ago at the grocery store.
Oh, my God. And also, what are you talking about? What is this? I don't even know what this is. Is it actually a book? And are you talking about Lifesavers the candy? I have questions.
That confirms my theory that this shouldn't still be on the shelves because... The reason I know about Lifesavers hard candy sweet storybook is because I got one as a Christmas present in 1976.
Oh, no way.
It is a package of Lifesavers, like Lifesaver rolls, in a storybook format. So you open up the box and there's two sides, each side filled with rolls of Lifesavers.
Okay.
Lifesavers.
Is there a book?
Aren't a thing.
No. Yeah. Really good point. Really good point.
I'm not sure who's under 60 still, you know, excited about Lifesavers. Could be wrong about that part, but, you know, definitely not tearing up the track at the candy store, as far as I can tell. So getting a book format of like, I don't know, a dozen rolls of Lifesavers.
Of Lifesavers? Wow. Yeah. Featuring, I looked one up and found it at redefinedmom.com. And it says, sweet storybook featuring Diva Star. Where in the world is Santa's rock candy band?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think it's newly, like, an ironic gift?
I don't know. The ones I saw at the grocery store were that I don't think they do the total book format that I was just describing with Lifesavers on both sides. It looks like it's now cheapened to be, you just open the front panel and the Lifesavers are there. So yeah. It's like only six rolls. It's not the dozen rolls anymore.
And then it's like not even a story anymore?
No, it was never a story. The
wow.
whole idea was that it's like, oh, it's like a book, but it's Lifesavers. I never quite understood that. I was also a little disappointed in 1976 when I got these that there was no story.
Oh my God,
you know, when
so
Ford
much.
Was president.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's back because it's ironically charming. Yeah. Wow. I feel like Lifesavers, other than smoking cessation tool, make no sense in the modern candy landscape.
Yeah, like, and even for smoking cessation, you got other options now.
Yeah, like vaping. Like Juul, yeah. Juul
the
exists
patch,
for that
vaping
now.
Gum, like all kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
Damn.
I was
You're
befuddled
like, no.
by this.
Wow.
And there's like a big, you know, row of at least eight of these. I think they went down another row deep. So 16 of these on the shelves at the grocery store that they expect to sell, I guess.
I'm legit going to every store in my neighborhood to see if these are there. I've never seen this in my entire life, and I would have been mad if I'd ever gotten one, I think.
Wow. Yeah, Rich points out that someone still always gives out Necco wafers at Halloween, right? So there is that sort of like...
It's those people.
There is that sort of like, only once a year does this retro candy come around. But the thing is, we all know what Necco wafers are because that happens.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows what the Lifesavers storybook is.
I certainly do not, but I'm now kind of fascinated by it. And yeah. I mean, you may be having the opposite effect right now because I kind of want to go buy one or two or four. Like, I kind of want to make this my stocking stuffer of the year.
Of the year.
I mean, if this turns into becoming a thing, I will be perfectly happy. I'd be perfectly happy with that. I'm not against them.
Right, because you would have nailed it. Like, I'm be like, why is this on the shelf? It would be like, oh my God, it's a thing.
Yeah, either it's an anti thing, or I have just nailed the next retro trend in its earliest stages.
Wow. This is sort of vaguely on this note, and it's not one of my things, but I would just like to point you guys all to a site that I found yesterday. Well, a friend showed me that I was absolutely sure, much like the Lifesaver storybook thing, must be like a joke or ironic. But it seems to be like a real irony thing. And it is a site called Shinesty. So S-H-I-N, maybe it's Shinesty. It must be Shinesty.
Oh, okay.
Shinesty.com.
Sure. Makes sense.
And it is literally just ugly holiday outfits. But with a like crazily earnest bent. So like matching suits and little dresses for millennial hipsters, and then like some underwear, and then pajama rolls.
Pajama rolls. Coveralls that are pajama. Okay.
That are pajamas. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I just need the listeners of It's a Thing to go look at it, because I can't figure out why. Much like the when you were talking about the Lifesaver storybook, this made me think of it. Like, why does this exist? And why does that guy have that little mustache and that 70s hair?
Is someone trying to make a thing, or are they reflecting a thing?
Right. And and I feel like all these people would actually maybe buy the Lifesavers storybook thing, and then they would put the Lifesavers in some kind of giant martini.
Yeah.
And maybe it's all a lifestyle. Like, you might have accidentally, and just being like, really, that was cool in 1976, Ben, you might have hit upon the thing that would make these idiots go and spend like $148 on pajama rolls.
Cool in 1976 is the new hotness.
Oh my God. That is a great line. That is a great line. And actually, my first thing is a fashion thing that itself is somewhat 70s in style. Mm. And it is called the Teddy coat. I know. I paused because I know that some of you were like, oh, is she going to go all Fredericks of Hollywood? But I'm not.
Most of you are thinking of lingerie. I, of course, was thinking of the Edwardian revival movement of the early 1970s that led to punk rock. And but it's neither of those.
And that is why we love him so, so much. But it is neither of those. It's just a faux fur coat style that is a freaking thing.
Like, teddy bear?
Like Teddy Bear. Oh, yeah, okay. Like the fabric is sort of, you know, like Teddy Bear. And I think it's the evolution of faux fur. So it was basically like everybody must have realized that faux fur, by the way, on that Shinesty site, you can buy like an ankle length faux fur like smoking jacket. Like, I don't understand what's happening. I'm just flabbergasted. I'm derailing the whole show because I'm so baffled by this
that
website.
Does remind me of me wearing flannel in my internship at NPR in 1992, and one of the producers of the Morning Edition asking me why we were into clothing like that when they had left the 70s behind. And I said, I don't know, you can find it in a thrift shop.
Right. But turns out now that's just the whole look. So I think what happened is that faux fur obviously became the rage as opposed to fur, but everybody knew that the faux fur looked kind of fake. So they just went ahead and embraced the kind of fleecy teddy bear look of these coats. And so then what happened is, like, about 2 years ago, this brand, IMGIA, made this little pixie coat, which is this like big snuggly, it's got pockets and it's a jacket and whatever. And then it just sort of took off. And so this fall is exactly the moment that the Teddy coat has hit, and it is everywhere. It is at H&M. It is at Zara. It is at Amazon. And what made me notice it is that I got the Amazon fashion catalog in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you get this thing?
No, I didn't. But I've heard tell of people getting like Amazon Christmas catalogs that are kind of like the old Wishbook catalogs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I think one... Amazon has multiple catalogs that they target at you based on what they think you're going to buy.
Oh, my God. Well, it did kind of work. So they sent me this. They sent me this fashion one, and everything in it was totally adorable and cute, and I wanted it. And it had this beautiful, like, sort of wide lapel Teddy coat in this beautiful like burnt caramel orange color, and I was like, oh my God, I want it. And then I tried to figure out what the hell was up with the, they don't have prices, but they have the QR code at the bottom of the page, and then it turned out it's not a QR code, it's not a real one, because I kept trying it with all these different apps. It's a smile code, which is proprietary to Amazon, and you have to go in the app and tap the camera icon and swipe to the left like three times before you get to smile code reader. Exactly. All you have to do is that. And then you scan the smile code on the page that is all Teddy coats, and you get a page full of snakeskin boots on Amazon.
What?
Yep. This is not a good, they have not successfully done the retail situation.
All of that so they don't have to print a price in the catalog and can keep changing the price dynamically.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. And so then I finally find this little button at the bottom of the page of snakeskin boots, which are also featured in the catalog. And it says, you know, see the whole holiday collection. That takes me to the first result, which is a Teddy coat that's not the same one as in the catalog, which I order. And then it comes and it's totally ugly, and I return it. And then I finally find the one that's featured in the catalog, and it says, yeah, you can totally get this with the Amazon wardrobe subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I click through to see what the hell if that's worth it, it says not available. So all of that has, but then I was like on this road trip on the Central Coast this weekend, and I was like, oh my God, these Teddy coats are freaking everywhere. And all of that has caused me to desperately want one.
They do look very hygge.
Yeah.
To identify a previous trend, the comfy trend, that Scandinavian trend.
Super hygge, as my niece likes to say. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, they're really cute, but you're gonna see them everywhere.
I totally am. Yeah.
And I really do think it's the evolution of faux fur. It's like, okay, take faux fur and make it look hella faux. And then it's just snuggly and delightful.
These are the sort of the, you know, evolution of the Slanket.
Oh, they kind of are.
Right? Like Slanket is, you know, Neolithic man.
I just love them. I really want a Teddy coat, and I think it's because freaking Amazon made it so hard to find.
They look super comfortable.
I don't think that's why I want one. I think it just is a side effect. But man, also side note, Amazon, not good at retail.
Yeah, that was a just bonus material right there. Yeah.
Your turn.
I am not a wedding expert. I don't even go to that many weddings, but I feel like I've just had a ton of wedding things thrown in my path. So I can't promise that I will continue to do this, but I got another wedding thing. I was at a wedding and none of the millennials were out on the dance floor, right? So it was a couple getting married that I think are in their late 40s or, you know, early 50s-ish, kind of around that area. So I'm like, well, the music they want to dance to is not the music the kids want to dance to, but it was kind of, you know, R&B, classic soul kind of stuff. I'm like, really? They're not into this? And then suddenly the DJ, who knew his business, threw on Cupid Shuffle from Cupid. That's right. The 2007 hit Cupid Shuffle, and every millennial in the place was on the floor. And they were doing this whole dance that everybody knew. At least everybody in that age group, and they're teaching everybody else how to do. There was one guy in particular who's like, just follow me. I've got this down. All the moves. Went right into the cha-cha slide right after that and kept everybody on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have this song available to play? Because I don't think I know it, which means I can probably come up with it super fast. If we stall. But that is fascinating.
It was funny as Eileen and I were sitting there saying like, oh, this is, you know, none of these kids are dancing. I mean, I know this is a dancing generation, but I guess they just don't like the music. And then next thing you know, you hear.
Time for a change. Time for a change.
Shuffle, Cuba, shuffle, Cuba, shuffle, Cuba,
Really?
Down, down, do your dance, do your
dance.
We got
a brand new dance. Down, down, do your
dance, do your dance. And it's one of those songs that actually plays the moves a little bit in you know.
They say I'm a rapper and I say no.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
filled the floor. Filled the floor.
Oh my God. That's such a good one. I feel like now I'm going to hear it everywhere too. And all the kids are going to be like, oh yeah, duh.
I was like, this is not, no chicken dance. You can retire. Like you're done.
Never.
Have a seat.
Oh.
Keep
what
it
about
shuffle.
The, I'm trying to think of that country song that's like the, about the two step.
Oh.
By
is it
Alabama.
Icky Breaky Heart?
No, I think it's literally called Two Step, and I just can't. I weirdly have that Cupid song reverberating through my
brain.
We
made a joke that we're like, I said something about the chicken dance, and then Eileen's like, yeah, and Achy Breaky Heart ain't going to get played here either.
Yeah.
And it was the very last song they played at the end of the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know that some classics are.
That was like the throwaway at the end of the night somehow.
Oh my God, what a bunch of snobs.
Yeah, everybody's like breaking up the party and taking off.
Okay,
so I'm not sure how much of it was snobbery and how much of it was just like, eh, we're done.
Yeah. All right. Fair. All right. My next thing is actually slightly party related, but in maybe like kind of a sad way.
Okay.
And I don't think that this is a super duper new trend. In fact, you can find articles about this unfortunate trend. The unfortunate part of this trend from like right around 2018 is when it was like, wow, this is like a problem. But that thing is basically like women being drunks, but with but with decor.
Ah, okay. I was like, because women being drunks ain't new, but
no
decor, right?
So it
got
is
it.
Kind of new as of like 2018, because apparently, like, female alcohol use disorder in the United States more than doubled from 2002 to 2013, and is still on the rise. So that's the bummer
problem.
Part.
Yeah.
This increase, though, in drinking and the idea that we won't provide any like help for women as they age into like hormones and aging parents and get totally stressed by like money and life and whatever. What we will give them is lots of wine puns and wine related decor.
You had me at Merlot.
Such as little stemless tumblers galore that say things like, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy wine. And that's kind of the same thing.
Oh my God. Everything happens for a Riesling, I think
Yeah.
Perfectly. Because it's the everything happens for a reason crowd,
uh-huh.
But drinking wine.
Yeah. Wine a little, laugh a lot.
Aww.
Cheers to poor, P-O-U-R, decisions. A tumbler that says, mama needs wine. And then, I mean, seriously, so I was at I was in the Central Coast and I went into like a gift shop, which I rarely do. And they always have those hilarious gender stereotypes, t-shirts and gifts. And they had an entire wall of wooden wall hangings that used to, I swear to God, they used to just say live, love, laugh, gather,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Stuff like that.
Right.
Now they say things like, my husband overheard me say, I love you. And he said, are you talking to me or is that the wine talking? And she said, and I said, that's me. Talking to the wine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one that says, men make you stronger and happier, feel stronger and happier and more accomplished. Nope, that's wine. Wine does that.
Yeah. And there, of course, the classic, if you could read this, please bring me wine on the bottom of the socks.
On the bottom of the socks.
You know, that goes in the Hall of Fame of these sorts of things.
There's an apron, like a lady cut apron with three glasses of wine. It says, my doctor says I need glasses.
Oh my gosh. This one makes me sad. Mummy's wine goes here. And it's a coaster.
I mean, that's where it starts to get super dark, where it's all like the wife who hates her husband, mommy juice. There's one that says, mommy doesn't get drunk. She just has fun.
Oh my gosh.
And like, seriously, the drunk lady decor situation is like out of control.
It's very wine oriented.
And it's totally wine oriented. It's all about
wine. I wonder
if
that will expand.
And I'm not even going to lie. Like, I've been guilty of this. I have been guilty of being the auction mom who was like, oh, yeah, we just organized the auction so that we can all get together and drink wine. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And then pretty soon I realized, like, oh, God.
this goes from my sister having one of these or even just seeing one of these in a store and laughing and like, oh man, can you believe that? To everywhere. Like this, it's not everywhere. It's not a like, oh wow, that's so funny. That's unusual. Can you believe it? It's like, no, these are just mainstream items. You will find these everywhere.
They are everywhere. They have literally replaced all other decor on the ladies' side of the gift shop. Like everything over there is just like a little wine pun. There were Halloween glasses that I will confess to buying at Michael's because Michael's is ground zero for ladies of a certain age who are quickly becoming drunks because life is hard in your 40s. And there are these little like Halloween themed glasses and they say like, more booze, please.
What's really scary is
more wine, witches.
You've got this Etsy search for wine gifts and it starts off with personalized charcuterie board. Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes certain
sense. Lovely.
That makes sense. Personalized wine opener set. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, wine bottle snack holders. Like, oh, yeah, when you're doing a little wine tasting. But then second row, it goes full tilt into the like stuff we've been talking about.
I think so.
That's where I saw everything happens for a Riesling.
Yep. Camping lover wine tumbler. Just another wine drinker with a camping problem.
Ba-dum-bum-bump.
So yes, your charmingly alcoholic lifestyle decor is a thing.
It's not a problem. It's fun.
It's not a problem. It's just decor. I mean, the socks, if you can read this, please bring me wine. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those husband ones were really upsetting, I have to say.
Mummy's wine goes here. Really
Mommy's
also,
wine goes here. And then what is it? Mommy doesn't. Yeah. What did I say? Mommy doesn't get drunk. She just
has fun.
And then there's the little dish towels that say wine a bit. You'll feel better.
Oh my gosh. I don't mean to sound all prudy, but it's just a lot. It's a lot.
That's why
I wanted to bring up the like, it goes from like, oh, that's funny because it's unusual to like, I don't know. This is starting to feel like
it gets real upsetting real fast. Producer Rich in the Discord said, I feel like this will be half of Cracker Barrel. And I was like, I think this might be Cracker Barrel's entire business model right now. Like, I kind of want to go. Yeah. So I am guilty. I thought it was funny for a little bit. And now I'm like, ooh, that got kind of sad real quick.
I am guilty of buying a Game of Thrones themed pair of glasses for my brother-in-law and sister. One of which said Mother of Dragons and the other said I drink and I know things. But Mother of Dragons was just Mother of Dragons, right? Like, yeah.
I mean, we've all done it.
Yeah.
We've all done it. It's really only when you see it in bulk like that that you're like, ew,
it starts to overwhelm you.
We may have a problem on our hands.
Well, let's, shall we switch to something non-alcoholic then in our feedback section?
Great idea.
Christopher wrote in on electrolyte sparkling water saying, I think the potential thing of Coke doing sparkling water with electrolytes may be related to another possibly past peak thing, intermittent fasting. Particularly for whole day fasters, maintaining electrolytes without anything that breaks the fast can be a concern. So a sparkling water, which helps this and has caffeine, would be useful. What we are seeing here might be an example of thing synergy.
Oh, man, there is so much thing thinner. What? Wow. You know, it's because I'm a woman in my 40s and I'm drunk all the time that I couldn't get that sentence out.
I didn't mispronounce it. The wine did.
The wine did. Okay, well, so we're back to wine.
Oh, okay.
George wrote in on the single serve alcohol and said, hey, Tom and Molly, I figured I'd give some feedback about the single serve alcohols that are becoming a thing because he says I'm in the liquor business.
Oh, here we go. Expert. Like it.
I know. And he says, and here, single serve alcohol has been popular for a couple of years now. I sell tons of these things. The downside is that only about 10% of the buyers are like you guys. They're great if you're going somewhere and you don't want a whole bottle, but 90% of the buyers of these packages are what we call buzz chasers. They are essentially drinking not to not be sober, but not drunk enough to be noticed. They are normal drinking when they really aren't supposed to be drinking. These include drivers, landscapers, contractors, office workers, and et cetera. Sometimes they will come in for one or two all day long until we shut them off. Because we've seen them too many times in a short span. Yikes.
And some more on the canned wine side that is slightly less depressing. But thank you for that.
I know. He's like, honestly wish they weren't a
thing.
No,
it was good insight.
Oh.
Mike suggests that as wine has become more mainstream, people are less worried about aging it. And so, you know, aging the wine in a can isn't exactly going to help because the natural cork is porous and allows various amounts of oxygen into the bottle. In his opinion, pro wine agers wouldn't want canned wine. He used to work at a winery. And so that's where he's getting that. And then Andrew says that the reason the wine in a can is getting popularity is because the ease of use and the boom of mobile canning rigs for companies that do craft breweries. Companies are going around with their setup, get hired by the breweries to can the beer once it's ready. And then the brewery doesn't have to purchase the expensive canning equipment, which it might not even have the room to do so anyway. So, and now they're taking that to wineries.
Wow. That Charlie dude writes in, hello, that was a lot. That was a lot of wine. I'm still super bummed about the nip culture that,
I know.
That George is telling us about. Like, wow. Ooh, see, I'm telling you, it's with the decor. Like,
yeah, when you turn over a rock and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting
that. I wish I hadn't done that. That Charlie dude writes in, hello, ladies and gents. For 2 years now, I've been seeing Christmas llamas in the stores. And he asks, is this a new thing? It seems to be a growing trend. And he sent a bunch of pictures.
I'm keeping my eyes out for that.
I am keeping my eyes peeled for that because amazing. And then he said, could Visco Girls be an offshoot of beach decor? White and gray furniture seem to be taking off. The furniture stores have tons of lightwood furniture. So much, it's getting harder to find black or brown or brown-black decor. And he said, I've seen lots of beach and lightwood decor at places like Hobby Lobby. Beach decor has been around forever, but it seems to be everywhere lately.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, yeah, that's really true.
This ties into the Yacht Rock resurgence, too.
Yeah. And Visco Girl, like that look is all beach decor.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's we need a sound effect for like a thing spot.
Yes. And then hot off the presses from Fordo, she writes, Dateline, Fordo sitting on the floor of a CVS dictating this to you before she forgets. Is that even what Dateline means? I have no idea. None. Yes. Awesome discussion on periods. Loved it. So much so that I posted the podcast in a private Facebook group of about 10,000 alumni who went to the women's college that I went to, where we often discuss all manner of stuff like this. They are gonna love it.
Yes. So great. And then she said, I'm loving much of the progress around subjects like this that Gen Z and Gen Alpha are bringing to society. She said, I could live with less Fortnite in my life, but if normalizing periods and normalizing identifying as trans and or non-binary and moving the needle on climate change and social justice issues comes along with the Fortnite, then I'll happily even pick up my own controller and buy some skins myself because times they are changing and I'm here for it.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Fordo, so much.
Fordo, you're the greatest. I'm going to just say that that's close enough to what Dateline means.
Yeah, that's now what Dateline means.
Now that's what Dateline means, and it has to be the floor of a CVS. Sorry, no pressure, everybody else.
That's the new Fordo standard for Datelines.
From
the Fordo Institute. Shout out to Mike Akins and Louis St. Amour for supporting us above and beyond at our Patreon, patreon.com/itsathing.
Whoop, whoop. And you too can become a patron of the show. And thank you for those of you who already support us. It really means a lot. And it's just like, it's just so great to know that you're out there and you support the show that way. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can find that. And you can join us in our Discord, get an ad-free RSS feed, get bonus content, which I can tell you is usually worth it. It's worth it.
It was definitely worth it this week. I will tell you that. Yeah, for sure.
And of course, you can email your feedback at feedback@itsathing.me because that's the other best part of the show.
We'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.